Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Iowa Supreme Court is coming to Knoxville. What's it all about? Let's go in-depth with Steve Davis, Communications Director for the Judicial Branch of the State of Iowa. Steve, what do you do with the Supreme Court of Iowa?
I'm the Communications Director for the entire Judicial Branch, but I work a lot with the Supreme Court.
Okay, the entire Judicial Branch. Well, that's quite a job. There's a lot going on.
Right. It is. It's a lot of the internal and external communications that we do comes out of my office, but there's a lot of people that help, and in the we have eight districts throughout the state, and there's people in the districts that help, and then there's also people in each county that help me out.
Is it more external communications with the public or more internal, making sure everybody's on the same page regarding rules and regulations or whatever?
It's mostly external. Members of the media, such as yourself, will contact me about different things that are going on around the state, cases or Supreme Court visits, things like that.
And the Supreme Court of Iowa is coming to Knoxville, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's really looking forward to visiting Knoxville. They're going to be there on Tuesday, April 3rd, at the Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m., and this is kind of a unique opportunity. It's at 7 p.m. in the evening, and it's open to the public. Usually the Supreme Court hears oral arguments in Des Moines at 9 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon, and that's not always very convenient for people to see coming to Des Moines and then taking a day off work. But 7 p.m., it's an opportunity. Well, hopefully people have time to get off work and get supper, and then they can come. And it's right at the high school, so it's a familiar place. There's always good parking. Everybody knows where to go. And the Supreme Court's going to hear an actual case, that oral arguments, two attorneys arguing an actual case.
And oral arguments, what's involved with the oral arguments?
Well, that's one of the reasons it's such a great opportunity for the court to go on the road, is because oral arguments are so much different than what you see on TV or if you've ever been involved in a trial court case. There's no witnesses. There's no evidence. There's no jury. It's two attorneys arguing points of law to the seven justices. And one side gets 15 minutes, the other side gets 15 minutes, and then there's a five-minute rebuttal. So it takes about 40 minutes, and that's then it's done, and the court will go back and they'll conference over the case, and then in 30 to 90 days they'll issue an opinion that explains how they came to the decision they had.
And so they don't ever hear witnesses?
No, it's completely different than the trial. They have the transcript, and they've read the transcript from the trial court, and they've also, each attorney has the opportunity to submit briefs that can run 50 pages of the points of law that they're arguing in the case. It's already been, the Supreme Court can never just take a case out of whole cloth, but it has to start at the trial court. It has to start with an Iowan bringing a case to the trial courts. There's a verdict from the trial court, and then that is appealed by one of the parties to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can retain that case if it's a issue of first impression, a new concept of law, or if it's a constitutional case, or they can transfer it to the Court of Appeals. And we have a 9-member Court of Appeals in Iowa that hears cases in panels of 3. So we have 2 levels of appellate courts here.
More in depth after this.
Welcome
I continued my conversation with Steve Davis, Communications Director for the Judicial Branch of the State of Iowa. Well, that makes sense. I guess the Supreme Court, it's already been litigated perhaps multiple times before, and there's some kind of a disagreement regarding an outcome. An outcome is suspect in one way or another, and attorneys keep bringing it forward until ultimately it reaches...
Right. Iowans are all entitled to appeal a case.
And then the courts decide whether to accept that appeal or not.
Right. They generally do, but it'll be... either Supreme Court or Court of Appeals.
Okay, so why would it go to the Court of Appeals as opposed to the Supreme Court?
It might be an already resolved fact of law that's being tried, and there are cases where it goes to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals renders a decision, then that's appealed again to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court looks at it again and will take it. That's called further review. And the case that they're going to hear in Knoxville on April 3rd is a further review case. So that's really unique in that you can see the Court of Appeals decision and find out, it kind of gives you a background that you may not have with cases that aren't further review. And on our website, we have a link to a page that has all the attorney briefs, it has the Court of Appeals opinions, it has the attorneys, who's going to be arguing the case, and you can also see what issues they're requesting to argue, because they have a application for further review, and so you can see why they're requesting further review, one of the parties, and then there's a resistance to the further review, and you can see why the other party's resisting it, so you can kind of get a prelude to the case between the Court of Appeals opinion and then the application of resistance for further review. You can get a preview of the case that you're going to hear. If you really want to dig deep into it, there's the appellate brief, the appellee's brief, and then the appellate reply brief. And these are really gets into detail, and you can, but that's all available now, and you can see them on our website at iowacourts.gov, and then on the homepage there's a link that says to Supreme Court to hear oral arguments in Knoxville. Take that link, and then in that link, in that news release, there's a link to the case page that has all the information. We actually do that for all of our cases now. So when we, so when the Court of Appeals, even if it's a case in Des Moines, and you want to learn about it, you can see about it. And then we live stream all the cases from Des Moines, too, so you can see that. And ultimately, we archive them and put them on our website. So on that page with all the briefs and the information, there'll also be a video of the oral argument. So you can get, if you're curious about a case, you can see A to Z on that case on the single page.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Steve Davis, Communications Director for the Judicial Branch of the State of Iowa. Your press release was quite detailed, and I actually went, you know, not too deep into it, but I wanted to get a sense of what was happening. And it's, the transparency is really pretty neat. Everything is out there for us to see.
Right, and that's the thing about an opinion, too. When the Supreme Court reaches a final decision, it'll include an opinion that explains how they reached that decision. And then if there's a dissent, someone who disagrees with the majority, you can see the other side. And sometimes there's another ruling called a concurrent opinion, which says, I agree with the final results, but I disagree with the reasoning how you got there. So you can see the different views that the court had in resolving these disputes. And it's really interesting because the idea of an appellate court is seven judges looking at a case and resolving it, as opposed to just one trial court judge. And so you can see the arguments and you can see how they reached the decision. because none of the cases that reach the Supreme Court are easy. They're all very complex cases, very interesting rules of laws or constitutional issues.
Well, in the case that's being heard in Knoxville, it's a medical malpractice case, and it's very interesting. And part of it, I remember seeing, it involves how much the patient knew and the doctor's obligation to tell them the potential outcomes. That sounds, you know, pretty serious, but it sounds like that kind of stuff should have been settled long ago, right?
Well, I have to be very careful. I'm not an attorney, so I don't get too much into the details of the case. That's one of the advantages of putting all the information on the website. I can direct people to find out more. But while the case is still pending, I have to be very careful about what I say about a case.
Of course. Well, it's
so
going to be...
We tread lightly here on that.
Yeah, and I guess I should too. It's pretty, but it's pretty interesting case, I'll say that. Do you think that the justices, most of the time, do you think that they already have their minds made up before they hear the, or at least leaning one way or another before they hear the oral arguments?
I don't think so. If you, this will be another great opportunity. You'll be able to see the justices ask questions of the attorneys, and I've had people come up to me after these and say, I couldn't tell what side the judge was on because he was tough on both attorneys. And I think you'll see that. And one of the really unique things is this court is what they call a hot court. They don't sit back and listen. They've read the transcripts of the trial court. They've read the briefs. They've read all the exhibits and other appendices. And so when the attorney starts talking, they'll jump right in with questions. And so it's a very lively back and forth with all the cases. And I've heard people say afterwards they really can't tell what way it's going with the court because the questions were so tough both directions. So it's hard to tell.
Well, it sounds like it could be very dramatic.
I would say interesting. And what we work on a program beforehand where we give one to everybody that comes that gives case in pretty detailed description of the case. I have an attorney on staff that helps me write the case description because sometimes the attorney doesn't have a chance to lay out the lay of the land before they start getting asked questions by the justices. So the program gives everybody a little background so they can follow along when the questions start. And then we also have bios of the justices and a little bit about their other responsibilities besides they are also administrators of the judicial branch and talk a little bit about that and then explain the appellate process and how oral arguments are different than trial court. A lot of the information I'm sharing with you right now.
Is some of this, as a result of the Supreme Court coming out into Iowa showing us what they do, is some of this the result of past controversies and the justices actually having to sort of educate the public on what they do? I think what was it, the Varner decision that was so controversial?
Yeah, I think it's more just showing the public what they do. Let's give them the opportunity for the public to come and see the Supreme Court in action. This actually started in May 19th of 2011. And the court went to Cedar Rapids to hear oral arguments. And since that time, the court has visited 26 communities and heard oral arguments. And part of the visit is that each justice will go to a high school, either on the way to or the way from the oral argument community, and visit with school kids, usually high school, juniors and seniors, government classes, and talk about the role of the court. So they'll visit high schools around the state, community colleges. They've been to UNI and a few other places when they're in Cedar Falls. But they actually visited 170 different high schools and colleges and community colleges.
And can you share again where and when this visit is?
Oh, Right. It's Tuesday night, April 3rd at 7 p.m. It's open to the public, and it's at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center,
and
which is part of the high school.
Will we get a chance? Will the audience get a chance to meet the justices?
Right. After the oral arguments, there'll be a reception, and the justices will come out and be able to talk to the public. They can't talk about the case or any other pending cases, but they can talk about, you know, what they do and the process and questions like that.
Well, great. It sounds like a fun night.
We've done 26 of these, and I've really enjoyed every one of them.
Thanks to Steve Davis for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.